really good day. I mean, the weather's lovely here in Michigan. Things beautiful. Are just great. Hopefully you got a pool or something to go and jump into. It's quite humid, and I like it.
Yes.
I'm not going to ever complain that it's hot. Ever.
No. Don't do it.
You know, it's been a day of flashback Friday here on Showbiz Weekly because we've got some past guests rejoining us, both filmmakers, which is great. So it's a great day to talk to filmmakers. This one is based in Hollywood. He's been on the show before with a cast member from the film that's just been so well received. Did extremely well with its Kickstarter, got off the ground, and the film is Occupants. It is a sci-fi horror film, and again, been all over the Comic-Cons and took home some awards for its in its debut. Russ Emanuel joins us, who's out in Las Vegas, probably at another Comic-Con convention or some sort. Can you hear us, Russ? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Well, welcome back. Tell us a little bit about, update everybody on what's happening with Occupants right now.
Well, Occupants, you know, has been making a round from the last time we talked. I think it was before we completed the film.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess we talked in, like, October of last year.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, let me just look.
I have to check with my attorney. But.
well, since then, the film was completed in December. We had our first private screening at the Writers Guild of America because the writer, Julia Camara, she's a member of the Writers Guild. So they gave us a screening there. And since then, we screened at, was it the Farpoint Convention in Baltimore, Maryland? That was in February. We screened at my alma mater, which is the University of Southern California, at the cinema school. And we screened in the, it's called the Ray Stark Theater.
Yeah.
Which was designed by George Lucas himself.
I know.
So it was like, for me, it was like a homecoming. It was like a validation, maybe. You know, it just, I just felt very grateful that they accepted the film because they could have said no. So I just want to put a shout out to Alessandro Argo, who's the one who accepted it.
Very cool. Fantastic.
And that was in April. And we had like, it's a 200 seat theater. And we had like 180 people. It was a very surreal event. My parents, Charles and Akemi Emanuel, came. Brianna White, the main actress, was there. It was just a really wonderful event. And, you know, it was very surreal. So that was in April. Then in May, we were in the Rathacon. And that's in Athens, Ohio. And, again, that was a very surreal event because they flew me out there for that.
That's always nice.
And I was just very grateful to that, that convention. And then we had our world premiere at the Phoenix Comic Con Film Festival. That was in early June. And luckily, and again, it's very surreal, we won the second place prize at that festival.
Congratulations.
So, well, thank you. It was just, you know, a testament to everybody who worked on this film that made it possible. So that was our world premiere because we won. They gave us an encore screening, so we had two screenings there. And if you know about Phoenix Comic Con, they had like 100,000 people this year.
Oh, wow.
So it was 115 degree weather.
It is Phoenix, after all.
That's what it feels like in the studio here.
Too. Yeah, just a little bit.
Actually, I'm cooling off because I'm listening to Russ's soothing voice about his film, and he's, you know, it's interesting. He's passionate about what he does, but he's not overselling it. He's just like, this happened and this happened, and I love that. It's a great feeling to hear about this. By the way, the film, people can check it out at occupantsthemovie.com, and you can find out what the synopsis of the film. It's a sci-fi film. It's about a young couple who set out to make a clean, I guess, version of a clean living documentary. And it stars, by the way, Brianna White and Michael Pulisi, who was joined us previously on the show, but also Robert Picardo, the veteran actor Robert Picardo. It's fantastic. So it's a fantastic film. You get out and see it. The trailer is available for you to see it. And by the way, Russ has been busy. He's got two other films in pre-production. So here we go. Just we just talked about post-production now. So in pre-production, you've got two films. Russ, talk a little bit about what pre-production is happening right now with one of the films.
Sure. Well, we launched a campaign on Indiegogo for a film called Whisper. And Whisper is actually based on a true story. If you watch the video that on Indiegogo, you could definitely see more information. But I think it's the Whisper Project. That's what it is. So Indiegogo, the Whisper Project. And basically, it's about this family, and it's a black family. And the husband, basically, they moved his family from a Harlem apartment to a suburban home, and then his family was murdered. And it's basically
Russ, right there. Hold it, right there. That's a great place for you to stick a break.
Tease.
Murder in Harlem. I like it. All right, you have to stick around because Russ is going to finish that wonderful story about this film and more right after this. Showbiz Weekly returns. Showbiz Weekly. I'm Taylor Kelsaw.
And I'm co-host Michael McCallum.
You're a filmmaker, Michael McCallum. You're an actor, Michael McCallum. You're a writer, Michael McCallum. You're editor, Michael McCallum.
I don't know what's after that.
You're my friend, Michael McCallum.
Yes.
You're my co-host, Michael McCallum.
Yes, all of the above.
And this is Showbiz Weekly, if you're just tuning in. We've been talking to filmmakers all day.
Yeah.
So
that's what it's about, man.
Yeah, we're in the business of making the film.
I love the idea of when, like, talking to somebody, putting a project together, and then touching base with them down the road and hearing these projects in post, getting finished, hitting festival circuits.
Yeah.
That's really what it's about, is seeing it through.
Yeah.
And we left off with a big tease to the audience.
Murder in Harlem. If you just tuning in, which this is a part of the Whisper Project, according to Mr. Russ.
And I feel like it's like War of the Worlds right now. It's like, if you're just tuning in, there's not a murder in Harlem.
I'm trying to get the job for the movie marketing for Russ when the movies are released. So you guys, let me, deep in Harlem, in a world.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I should hire you for the teaser trailer.
Let's do it.
One man.
Yes. So, Russ, we were talking about Murder in Harlem. Go ahead, finish that story about the Whisper Project as much as you can share.
Well, basically, you know, this guy, his name is Josiah Whisper, and, the police, they think he murdered his family, and he didn't, and he's trying to document it using found footage. And so basically it kind of follows in the vein of Occupants, which is also found footage. So this would be my second found footage film. And it shows how New Jersey and the New York police departments, because he lives in New Jersey and he works in Harlem. And it shows how they did not coordinate with each other. Mm-hmm. And they missed who the real culprit was. And I cannot really, spoil it more than that.
No, that's good.
Yeah, that is actually based on a true story. And we are having an Indiegogo campaign. We launched it yesterday. So if you go to igg.me/projects/ The Whisper Project.
It's igg.me/at/ The Whisper Project.
Yes. That's number one. And the second one is The Dollhouse, mm-hmm. which is a horror film that we're shooting in Macedonia, Ohio, under producer Julie D'Alessio. And, we're prepping for a summer shoot. So right now, all the information you can find, I think it's thedollhousemovie.com. Or you can go to my website, russem.com, and then there's a link for The Dollhouse there. So right now it's in the very early stages, but that is the other film that I'm doing. Now, I want to mention about Occupants.
Mm-hmm.
We just got into a new film festival. I got in this morning, actually. I got an email from the Toronto Independent Film Festival, which will take place in early September.
Whoa.
So,
to our neighbors in Toronto, congrats.
Who lives in Toronto is my main actor, Michael Pliazzi.
I love that.
It's really,
That's fantastic.
Happy that we got it.
So, when is that going to happen, that festival?
It's in early September. And
okay, so the weather will still be nice.
It's September 8th through 17th.
Oh wow, that's a long festival.
And it's at the it's called the Carlton Cinema.
Cool, Carlton
in Toronto.
In Toronto.
So, to be honest, I don't know where the Carlton Cinema is. Maybe people in Toronto know.
Well, you know, Toronto is a major city. One of my favorite television shows is filmed in Toronto. It's called Suits. It's on the USA Network. And
nice.
It's a wonderful series. Also stars a Canadian actor, Patrick Adams, who's also a producer on the show now. Wonderful show.
Well, you're mentioning Canadians, right? Well, I'm at the Star Trek convention right now. Just for the Star Trek convention, mind you, because I'm a Trekkie. But guess who else is Canadian? William Shatner.
This is also true.
Yep.
Yes. I think he
got
his American citizenship, though, finally, didn't he? Yeah, so did Alex Trebek. Yeah. But we love Canada. They're our neighbors, and we certainly like doing the. I have several models who are headed to Canada to start working, so that's going to be good
nice.
For them. It's a whole other world up there. It's it's like Europe in parts of it, and it's like, you know, New York and Manhattan and Toronto. It's just so interesting.
It's like a parallel universe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Good
time. Nice.
So people can find you, Russ, and all the stuff you're doing where?
Well, it's russemm.com, russem.com, or you can go to occupantsthemovie.com to see anything on the current film, Occupants, because we have gotten into several festivals. We're actually screening on August 21st in L.A., in early September in Monrovia, that's Pasadena, and then another one in late September. So how many festivals? And we have one in Louisville, Kentucky in October.
Oh,
so there's five screenings coming up for Occupants.
That's amazing.
So anybody wants to know anything about it, just go to occupantsthemovie.com.
I know the theater in Monrovia, California very well. I used to work in Monrovia. Yeah, I used to work right there on the main road there, and I used to live in
really?
Pasadena. Yeah.
It's a
wonderful. Well, you know, I don't live in Pasadena anymore, but I know where it is, so you never know. I am going to be out in L.A., but we'll see. It's not on my path. Russ, I want to thank you so much for joining us once again on Showbiz Weekly. You've been a delight catching us all up on Occupants, The Whisperer Project, and of course, Dollhouse. Yeah, I look forward to all these wonderful films. Festival. We'll have you back because I know there's going to be more, and hopefully we'll see you in Canada, in Toronto, at the film festival. Again,
we'll
congratulations
love that. We'll
on
love that.
Everything.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So much for
all right,
us.
You can find all that information out online later on the sites here at Showbiz Weekly and at the Michigan Business Network. We'll be right back right after.